How can something that begins as a wet glob of color on a palette end up depicting a peaceful river's edge or a clump of birch trees? It takes the steady hand of an artist. This week, I'm talking to painter, muralist, and artist, Maureen O'Brien from Solway.
My first memory is a red crayon in hand doing this wonderful person on the wall. I must have been 3. It was not appreciated. Never, ever thought of doing art for a living. It just evolved and happened.
Maureen grew up in St. Paul, raised by her grandparents, who ran a cafeteria. She didn't set goals and make plans to be an artist. It just happened naturally over time.
Well, I'd be painting.
Get it?
Yeah, and neighbors would want to buy it. And it's like, seriously? So I would charge the cost of my materials. Because I didn't think without an art degree I could charge anybody for my art. You know, that was my thought years ago.
Although Maureen paints what she sees out there in the natural world, she discovered early on that what's happening inside is equally important. Emotion, fear, need, and many other life experiences become a part of her painting life.
Then in my second marriage was abusive. And so this is when I really started painting a lot. And didn't know till years later how that affected my life. It really took care of me, you know, when I couldn't take care of myself. And it also seemed that even though at art shows I'd be, okay, when I was first getting strong enough to break away and did break away, I continued to do the shows because that was my income. I didn't know how else I could, you know, feed the kids and pay the bills. And in the 10 by 10 foot space of a show, women would start telling me their story. And somehow there was a feeling they knew they could talk. And so it became, I don't know what to call it, but I felt that it was something I should be doing, that somehow.
During that period of time, painting became a lifeline, and she took it.
I did one painting when I was first alone here, and I called it, what did I call it? Winter's Cheery Survivor. I'd watch those chickadees and think, if you can survive, I can survive. And I've painted lots of chickadees.
Yeah.
And they help my survival.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Maureen O'Brien, a painter from Solway, Minnesota. Maureen's studio is a small building on her farm behind her house. Many painters make a living by selling both their original work and prints or lithographs of the originals. In this wet northern clime, Maureen began having her prints done on steel. They were a big hit. In fact, we have a small grove of Norway pine hanging above our stove.
I saw photography printed on the steel and thought, why not art? And so went through that long process and found that and then I had Lyme's disease. It was really bad. I had trouble walking and standing and doing shows I was a little worried about, and I couldn't paint much during that time. So to have things printed on steel, to still be able to do shows, because that's my main income, and found that my income went up.
One of Maureen's favorite subjects, though, are birch trees. The birch trees look so real, you just want to put your hand on one and feel that papery bark. Most of Maureen's subjects are the trees and animals she finds out in nature.
We had previously lived in Northern California, and there I was painting redwoods and ocean and, you know, the beauty that's there. And started painting birch trees because I missed them. And I kept running into people who also missed them, and they would buy them.
Besides working on canvas, Maureen teaches painting classes and paints large murals for businesses and organizations.
Some of the murals I've done have been in Alzheimer's care homes. So that's a whole different area of our lives. And it's evolved over the years. I get pulled into schools to do murals with children, and that is unbelievably good. Mm. Teachers are amazed at some of the kids who don't function well in the classroom and yet are so focused on that mural.
Maureen is in a good place now, living on a farm she loves outside of Solway with her daughter, Susie.
And ducks and rabbits and goats, and we have one horse left, and she's 23, and cats. I have a stone up there that says, "Art saves lives." Some of the people who come to me for painting, and we'll be talking during our classes, and they're able to vent some things, but find that by being creative, they are nourishing themselves and finding a way out of whatever it is that is holding them down. Things like that keep me going. You know, when I have thought, oops, I should stop and get a real job. You know? And then I get a comment like that or a commission, and it's like, nope, I'll just keep doing this.
With The Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.